just one question that was asked, the subject of Hanukkah. We know that in Birkat HaMazon we mention Al HaNisim and Bimei Matityah. So the question was, how come in the Berachat Me'ein Shalosh, which is the Al HaMechiyad, Al HaGefen, etc., how come there is no insert for Hanukkah? And we do make an insertion for Pesach and for Sukkot and for Rosh Chodesh, for Shabbat. So how come they didn't make a little insertion there for the holiday of Hanukkah? So the Shut Minhat Ani gives a very beautiful explanation to give the reason why not. There is a Gemara in Berachot that talks about an abridged version of the Amidah. That version is called Havinenu. And in that beracha, it has one line of each beracha in the Amidah. It's actually the first three berachot, the last three berachot, no, the middle berachot just have a one line mention. We don't say Havinenu today, but that was the Gemara that talks about it. And the Gemara concludes that we don't say Havinenu on Motzei Shabbat, on Saturday nights, because we would have to insert Atachonantanu. And we don't want to insert Atachonantanu. Rabbeinu Yonah explains why not. So we don't want to insert Atachonantanu because people might think that Atachonantanu deserves its own beracha and Amidah. And Atachonantanu is not its own beracha. It's part of Atachonen Ladamdat. And therefore, not to confuse the people into thinking that it deserves its own beracha, because each line is representing another beracha of the Amidah, so they skip Atachonantanu. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's reason why we don't say Havinenu on Motzei Shabbat. Based on this, says the Minhat Ani, that Al HaNisim and Bimei Matityahu, which is said in the Birkat HaMazon, is an insert. There's no special beracha in the Birkat HaMazon for Al HaNisim and for Bimei Matityah. And therefore, if we would add an insert in the Berachat Me'ein Shalosh, people might think that it deserves its own blessing. So you're going to ask, but what do you mean? There's no special blessing for Pesach or Sukkot. It's Ya'aleh V'Yavoh. That's not a special blessing. The answer is that if you forget Ya'aleh V'Yavoh in the Birkat HaMazon, there is a beracha that you make after the beracha Bonei Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shenatan, Shabbatot, Ve'yamim Tovim, etc. So since the Pesach and Sukkot and Shabbat do have a beracha in the event that you missed it, so therefore by saying it in the Me'ein Shalosh, it follows the rules, since it's technically made up by a beracha. Masha'enken, which is not so by Al Nisim, it's not made, there's no beracha at all for it, and therefore, not to confuse the people, we leave it out. And now we understand another thing. The insert for Shabbat and the insert for Yamim Tovim in Me'ein Shalosh is said after Ubnei Yerushalayim Ida Kodesh. However, if you look in Birkat HaMazon, Ya'aleh V'Yavoh Netzeva Chalitzenu is mentioned before Bonei Yerushalayim. So why in Birkat HaMazon, if we put it before Bonei Yerushalayim, in the Me'ein Shalosh, do we mention it after Bnei Yerushalayim? Because since that insertion is corresponding to Beracha, and the Beracha, if you miss Ya'aleh V'Yavoh, is written after Bonei Yerushalayim, so therefore we insert it corresponding to the Beracha, and therefore everything makes sense, and that's why there is no mention of the Hanukkah or Purim for that matter in the Me'ein Shalosh, in order to keep it congruent with the Birkat HaMazon that also does not have a Beracha, as opposed to the Tzeva Halitzenu and Ya'aleh V'Yavoh, that in the event that if you forgot it has a Beracha, therefore it's mentioned, and therefore it's mentioned after Bnei Yerushalayim, where the Beracha finds itself in the Birkat HaMazon.